Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is Bimbo News with your hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Steffi.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we will cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watch on TV during the week. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. Last week we did an episode on L'Oreal. The history of L'Oreal, yes. How it's affected elections. Did the queen of L'Oreal get scammed by a younger man? Then was that the episode where we talked about the valet parking service in Los Angeles?
And no,
the
woman who was it? That was two episodes ago or one episode ago.
Time flies. Also, if you are a patron, you are going to start getting access to a few videos from other podcasts as a special promotion. So from the big ones, from Gabriel Dunn's podcasts, I believe. Which ones are we doing of his?
I'm not sure. We'll pick some.
Yeah, and we'll, because I know he has two podcasts. I think we might be doing it for both of his podcasts, but a few other podcasts on the way too. Those you'll have access to on the way. And if you like those, you can join their Patreons as well. It's a little Patreon swap. So that'll be exciting. Also, please rate or review us on Apple Podcasts. And I think we'll probably do that for all the patrons, maybe for down to the $2.
Oh, yeah.
You'll all get it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy all the holidays. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. Reviews are great, and also letting other people know about our podcast, because Apple, how they count podcasts has kind of changed.
They changed how, if you don't listen to a podcast within, I think, 15 days, they delete it from your library or they unsubscribe you or something.
Yeah, it's really weird. So tell your friends so that our numbers stay up, because they've kind of made it suck for podcasts. Also, and then that changes our ads. And leave a message about something that we've discussed in an episode. Tell us a story, a secret, whatever, for our mailbag episode. Sorry, yeah, shh. Whatever you'd like, really. The number is
626-63-42069. Nice.
Melissa, who are our patrons this week?
We've got Meg S.
Oh my God, I hope it's Meg Stalter, my favorite comedian.
Shannon G. Doherty.
Yeah.
And Caroline S. in the city.
Yeah. Welcome to the team, y'all. We are so excited to have you. Should we get into the news for this week?
Yes.
What is this first story? I found this on Twitter and it's insane.
Yeah. So there was an NFT party, a bored ape, you know, those apes.
Yeah. Which insane that NFTs are still happening. I had no idea.
There's still a thing. I know all of like the value of them has gone down significantly.
Yeah. I want to look this up real quick because I think Justin Bieber, like
he had
bought
one.
A bored ape for millions of dollars and now it's worth like $60 or something.
$60.
Yeah, it was for $1.3 million he bought it, and now it's worth $60,000.
Bad investment.
Yeah, seriously. Guys,
bad investment.
Don't spend that much money on a GIF.
No. And so this party, it's a Bored Ape Yacht Club, which is like a collective of you pay to be in this club. There was a three-day event in Hong Kong, and after this event, about 20 people reported having like really bad burning eyes and eyesight. People couldn't really see.
Yeah, they're like going much. Blind.
People were going to the hospital, and it turns out that some of the lights they used at this event were UVA, I believe. They were the wrong type of black light to use.
Yeah, so they wanted to make the party really cool and show art that's like black light art because these are all nerds. And so they wanted black light lighting. And I guess the guy was like, I don't want regular black light lighting.
I want special,
the amazing black light lighting, the best, most expensive on the market. But he didn't realize he was getting hospital grade
sanitization,
like bacteria light. Sanitization lighting.
Yeah. So these people were diagnosed with a thing called photokeratitis, aka welder's eye.
Oh my God.
Which is a condition caused by unprotected exposure to ultraviolet radiation. These bulbs are used to disinfect hospital tools.
That's crazy. Yeah, I saw someone who works in a hospital tweet being like,
yeah,
we wear full garb and like goggles when we're using that tool.
You don't go around that light.
Yeah, we don't like party don't in front of it.
So the people who did the party did an investigation with Jack Morton Worldwide, which was the event agency that produced the Ape Fest. And they determined that it was UVA lights installed in one corner of the event. There's a photo of it. It was like a place where you take photos, like a corner of the event. And they were disinfectant bulbs at hospitals. So apparently this photokeratitis can be extremely painful and lead to permanently altered vision. But most of the time it resolves in a few hours to a few days. But long-term eye exposure to UV light can add up to like later harm. God. Like just idiots. Like skin cancer can.
Yeah.
So oh, like God. You can get cancer, cataracts, macular degeneration, fat deposits can grow on the whites of the eyes.
What does that even mean? That's crazy.
I don't know.
Fatty eyeballs.
It's not good. It's basically like staring at the sun, I guess.
Yeah, like an
during
eclipse.
Eclipse or something.
Yeah. Which I accidentally do every single eclipse.
You know, we all do.
It's, yeah.
We all do it. We were like,
it happens to the best of us.
I'm gonna go blind.
Well, it's because that thing where it's like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do
it.
And then you're like, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Gotta do it. Just for a second.
Yeah, it's so bad. Because I'm always like, where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Where is it? Ah, it's right there.
it's a bimbo eclipse. Speaking of bimbos, it's not this article that's really good. It's just the title. This is from Slate. I want to disown my demonic daughter. She tried to have our neighbor arrested for being ugly.
I read this one. This is from a few months ago. I read a lot of the Slate.
It's like advice or something.
Parenting.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Care and feeding. It's nuts. There's always crazy shit on here. Like, parents are like, is this crazy that I do this? And the advice is always really good, too.
Yeah. This girl, I guess, is just like a bully. She's a stereotypical mean girl.
Yeah.
I mean, this part isn't funny, but I think her neighbor is disfigured in some way. And she wanted to just like call the cops on the neighbor.
Right.
Yeah. It's just this girl is just a bad seed.
Yeah.
My Man. Mom growing up used to tell me I needed an exorcism.
You?
Yeah.
Were you a mean girl?
No, I think I was just like emotional and my parents didn't like it. You know, that old thing. Sad. Yeah. Happy 10-year sobriety for me.
Woohoo!
Yeah. On an amazing note. Our king, Travis Kelce's old tweets have resurfaced, and he has been the opposite of milkshake ducked.
It's really crazy because rarely does someone's past post come up and they're all like totally vanilla.
I think the only tweet, and I haven't even seen it, but I heard someone write like, there's only one tweet and he says, see you next Tuesday. And it's not like even in a bad way, like he's just saying it as a word or something. But all of them are someone we both love that show, The Other Two.
Yes.
And what's the name of that guy? Everyone's like, he is that guy from The Other Two.
The boyfriend who won Brooke's like, Man boyfriend. Of the Year, the nurse.
Yeah.
The nurse boyfriend.
He is that guy. 100%.
Yes.
They're so relatable. I'm like, yeah, me too, man.
He posted the one about the squirrel.
Oh, and his spelling is next level.
Oh, yeah. He's not a very good spell. And this was when he was in college,
I think.
About to go goat cart racing. Haha, hope I fit in the cart. He said goat cart. The moon looks crazy tonight. I'm going to chill out here for a little and just visualize my success and vibe to the scenery.
About to get some Taco Bell, then hit everyone up and see what's popping tonight.
Hell yeah.
The squirrel one is amazing. I just gave a squirrel a piece of bread and it straight smashed all of it. I had no idea they ate bread like that. Ha ha ha. Hashtag crazy.
Uh-oh. There is one from 2010. As a man, you have something wrong with you if you're going for girls that weigh more than you.
Oh, no. Is that a real one?
Uh-oh.
Where are you seeing that?
It's on Reddit.
Is it the actual tweet or is someone saying that?
And then he wrote, haha, I just caught myself judging every person that walked past me, whether they were ugly, fat, funny looking, sexy. Haha, I'm tripping.
Unless you can click back to his actual account, I don't believe it.
It looks like a real screenshot. It's on Snopes. Did Travis Kelce tweet about ugly girls and fat people as seen in screenshots? It is true.
I don't believe it.
If those are the worst, there's archived tweets of it. If those are the worst ones.
Oh, yeah. I guess he deleted them.
So there's six tweets.
Listen, we've all said, listen, it's fine.
Damn, the Clippers girls got to be the shitty girls that don't make the Lakers girls teams because they was all ugly.
You hate them now because you love the Clippers.
Okay, so those are the worst.
Okay, there's some bad ones. And honestly, that's as far as things go, it could be way worse.
That's what people were saying on Twitter like 13 years ago. That was like,
yeah,
those were funny jokes. Like, I don't, that's not...
Yeah, listen, we could just pretend those ones didn't happen and just that they're him spelling squirrel wrong and talking
about
eating squirrels.
We've all said shit like that. That's not.
Yeah.
But all right, the majority of his tweets are just
wholesome.
Wholesome and
they're about going to IHOP and like 300 tweets about listening to MGMT.
Yes. Anyway,
similar. What's going? Yeah, I never looked into this. What's going on with this TikTok Bin Laden thing?
So this was so weird. It was like last Thursday.
Yeah,
it was like trending on Twitter. There were like reports that like people were posting sympathetic TikToks towards Bin Laden
because they read they read, someone had posted some like manifesto of his or something.
Letter or something. So this on CNN, it said dozens of young Americans have posted videos on TikTok this week expressing sympathy with Osama bin Laden, the notorious terrorist who orchestrated September 11th attacks, for a two-decade-old letter he wrote critiquing the United States, including its government in support of Israel.
That's so fucking insane.
There were so many news reports about this, but it turns out the only thing that went viral was the backlash to this, because there weren't that many videos. There were a few dozen videos, which is
It started from that one tweet.
What tweet?
Yashar, what is his name? Yasher.
He tweeted, he's like, there were thousands of videos of people. Right. And he was like, what are you talking about? No, and he had a compilation, but it was like a compilation of like 10 videos of people who were like, oh, I read Bin Laden's letter and blah, 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 blah. So like,
and that's where it all, where it all started from, is his tweet. But also, that's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, like it doesn't, it's so stupid that you have this small group of like random idiots on TikTok saying like dumb shit. It's not like a fucking viral trend that you need mass hysteria over. It's like only news because it became news.
Right. And also, I mean, it's like people thinking the Unabomber is great, where you ignore the huge, horrible things that he did because you agree with one small point he made or something.
Yes.
It's like a broken clock is right twice a day. Or is it once a day? It's right. A broken twice clock, is right twice a day, is what I have to say about this whole TikTok Bin Laden thing.
You know who did have a good manifesto? Do you remember Christopher Dorner?
No, who is that?
He was the former LAPD guy who, remember that like manhunt that happened? He had killed a cop or something, and he got fired because he tried to report use of violence in the force, and he tried to narc on all the cops.
About
like how they were too aggressive and they were hiding shit, and the cops just fucking chased him and they killed him.
Shut up.
It was a big thing. What year was that? It was like, I think they found him hiding somewhere in a house, and they said the house burned down, but like they killed him, and the police shot at like the completely wrong people because they thought it was him in a car. Like, it was fucked.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was 2013.
I just saw, I can't remember who it was. I should actually try to find it. But this comedian posted a video, and it was just him doing comedy in some place. And he was like, so what are people's jobs? And this guy raised his hand, and he was like, I'm a retired cop. And he said that most of the cops on the force are on steroids.
What?
Yeah.
Like while on the job?
Yeah.
Oh,
and that's why they're so aggressive and stuff.
Oh, I mean, that makes sense, because they want to be like muscly
and like probably have like energy and
like
excess strength and stuff like that. Yeah,
because I mean, it does seem
so aggro.
It does seem weird that most cops are very aggressive, unnecessarily aggressive. Like, chill out.
I'm sure there's a lot of reasons for that.
Well, yeah, a lot of reasons for that.
Yeah. I did not know this. What's going on with Snoop?
Well, he posted last week an image of him with text on it that said, after much consideration and conversation with my family, I've decided to give up smoke. Please respect my privacy at this time.
Oh.
Now, Snoop Dogg has been synonymous with smoking weed his entire life. So this was,
you know, he
like,
was Cameron Diaz's weed dealer in high school.
Oh, I bet he
they
was.
They both went to like Long Beach High or something, and he was a weed dealer. Yeah.
So I don't know. And like other rappers are like reposting it being like, respect. But like some people are like, is this like a thing? Is he going to come out with like his own vape? Or like, is this the whole PR stunt?
Weird. I mean, maybe he's realized it's been detrimental to his life, or he's spending too much money.
No, I think he has enough money to buy weed. But he did an interview, I think, earlier this year where he hinted at maybe, because he's a grandpa now, and he's like, maybe, I thought about it, maybe. So I don't know.
And he has like a weed business too, I think.
Yeah. I mean, his whole brand is smoking weed.
Right.
So I don't know.
How interesting.
If he is, good for him, I guess.
Wow, it says, this is from the LA Times, Snoop Dogg is quitting weed. Martha Stewart canceled Thanksgiving. Has the sky fallen?
Oh, yeah, Martha Stewart canceled Thanksgiving.
Why? What happened?
I think she was just like, I don't want to do this.
Too much
I'm
work.
Sick of making turkey.
That's even more crazy.
I know.
I love her Instagram. Yeah, she's like, I'm hot. I know it.
Yeah.
And here's a selfie for you. Well, in other rapper news, Cassie is suing Diddy.
Well,
this whole
it got
settled
the next day.
Yeah, the next day. So clearly there is substance to this whole claim.
She was dating him for a long time.
Yeah.
And she claimed he was extremely abusive.
Yeah, she accused him of trafficking, rape, and physical abuse throughout the years.
Yeah. And then apparently he tried to pay her off previously.
Oof.
With, like, I think they said a 8-figure settlement. And she said no. And then she just filed this suit. And you know what's crazy? On the, I don't know, what do you call it? A docket where it's there was a trigger warning of abuse. And someone's like, I've never seen this on a court thing. So what's in it must be pretty dark.
Did you read it or?
It wasn't available.
Oh, it's not available.
Yeah.
I guess Kimora Lee Simmons and Diddy's ex-girlfriend Gina Hoyen. Excuse me if I've mispronounced that, also accused Combs of assaulting them. They also said the same thing. And, and then Audrey O'Day said that she was fired from Danity Kane because she, quote, wasn't willing to do what was expected of her, not talent-wise, but in other areas.
Oh, yikes.
I don't know. Seems like a bad guy, but it's weird. I mean, it's one of those things. I guess it's not unsurprising that he has had so much like support. I mean, his white parties were star-studded and everyone would go to them and whatever.
Remember
those, like in
Diddy's white parties?
Yeah, it was like the big thing. And it's just, it seems like maybe it was just one of those Hollywood secrets that everyone turned a blind eye to or something. I mean, I don't know. It's horrible. It's like horrific stuff.
But it is suspicious that he settled literally the next day this lawsuit came out because he doesn't want anything to come out.
Of course. Yeah. And I mean, other women are speaking out anyway. So good for them. Sharon Osbourne in the news.
So she started taking Ozempic last December.
And she was 140 pounds, by the way, when she started.
Yes.
Which is not overweight.
And she lost 42 pounds in a year. So now she weighs 100 pounds. And she said, I'm too gaunt and I can't put any weight on. And she's 71. And
she
said, she wants to put weight on because I feel I'm too skinny and I don't want to be. Be careful what you wish for.
I know a few people who have taken these kinds of drugs for weight loss who have been prescribed it and they are not overweight.
Yes.
I think it's against the Hippocratic Oath. I think it does harm and I think it's horrible and I think it's eating disorder culture and it's bad.
I don't know. She said she can't put on weight. She stopped taking it months ago, and now she says she still can't put on weight.
It paralyzes, I believe, your stomach and your, like, gastric process. So you're not hungry and food digests more slowly. So that's why you don't want to eat as much, because everything moves through your body way more slowly. So you stay full for much longer.
I thought it did something to like the sugar, because it's for diabetics. I thought it like processed the sugar differently or something. But also I read that it makes you less hungry. So you don't feel hungry.
Yeah, it does. It increases the incretins, a hormone.
Yeah, mimics a naturally occurring hormone.
Oh, it also slows digestion by increasing the time it takes for food to leave the body. It has a similar effect to bariatric surgery.
So it tells your brain
does both,
that you're full. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And then it slowly... That's weird, because slow digestion seems like it would be bad for... Because you like want to have a high metabolism to lose... I don't know. What do I know?
Yeah. Well, I think it's like you just end up eating one meal a day.
That's not good.
Yeah. So it's like this shit's so crazy. And then you can get like food blockages because the foods move so slowly through your system. And
it causes that's like constipation and stuff.
And that's why people are getting like intestinal blockages and ruptures and stuff like that, because the food doesn't move through your system.
Oh, see, that's weird. It seems like that's a bad thing. Because
I think it is
to move through your system. It grabs the nutrients and it comes out and you poop every day. And
I think like for that's why it makes sense for diabetics or people who are on the curve of diabetes, because I think it's a hormone imbalance. So then I think it kind of like evens things out.
Yes, because that's why my sister had taken it for diabetes, or she didn't have diabetes, but it was for like a sugar imbalance.
Right. Yeah.
Thing. And it like worked out. But then she stopped taking it because it was.
Yeah.
She figured out something else to take. And it was like always out of stock. So she couldn't take
it. Well, now, I think it's like, you know, if you actually have ADD, then Adderall mellows you. But if you don't, then you become a full-fledged psycho. I imagine it's the same thing for Ozempic.
If you don't need it.
It's
crazy. Like all the housewives. Every reality star is skinnier this year.
Oh my God, Erica Jane. And she's like, I'm just on hormones. Like, bitch, girl, shut up.
Just fucking, it's
just
weird.
Say
just
it.
Say it. Nobody, everyone just assumes. No one's going to judge you.
Right.
Like, you just
it's
fucking,
just so crazy.
Everyone's doing it.
In horrible news, this is so scary.
Oh my God.
Let me bring up the thread. So someone died at a Taylor Swift show in Brazil. And so here's a thread by @Lucas Benica on Twitter. So it says, a Brazilian fan passed away at the Taylor Swift concert. This was on the 17th, I believe.
Friday night?
Yeah.
Friday night.
It was 120 degrees inside the venue because there is a heat wave. Where is this? Buenos Aires? Is that where were they?
Rio de Janeiro,
excuse me. So this venue, usually it's an outdoor venue, but it's a stadium.
It doesn't have a roof.
Yeah, and usually it's kind of more open air and it has vents. But they put up like the walls and they close the vents so that people wouldn't hang out outside to watch the concert and hear the concert. So... the weather
during a heat wave.
Yes. So the weather inside the stadium became 120 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And they wouldn't let people bring in water or anything like that, which I guess they do in concerts, but
sure.
Yeah. The thing is that when we went to the concert, we had seats. Like even if you're in, like on the floor,
yeah.
There were seat placements and whatever.
Was there like a pit?
Yes. So there was a floor, but there weren't assigned seats. It was just standing only.
Right.
So the problem was that people didn't want to go to concession to like go get water.
Because they didn't want to lose their place.
They didn't want to lose their place.
And also the concert we went to, they opened up the doors at like, I don't know, 1 or 2 p.m. because they were doing merch sales. So people were there 12 hours just hanging out.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. And then also, I guess a lot of the exits, they said, were closed because I think they didn't want people like trying to come in or just, you know, whatever it was.
And did you see the thing about the ground?
Yes.
It's normally grass and they covered it with like a metal...
Like, why?
To save the grass or whatever.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy. So Taylor had written a thing being like, okay, so the fan's name was Anna Clara. And there are reports.
She's 23.
Yeah. There are reports that she had passed away before the concert, but that's actually not true.
Like waiting for the show to start.
Yeah. She fainted during the song Cruel Summer. And she was revived on site by medics, then went to the hospital. And I believe she had like a heart failure or a heart attack at the hospital.
Jesus, because Taylor posted a thing. Said, I'm writing this for my dressing room in the stadium. The decision. Oh, no, sorry. This was the day after. Where is her?
You can see Taylor from the stage throwing her own water bottles out to the crowd. But she could see how thirsty people were because they were chanting for water. Yeah, they were chanting water. And then she had, I guess probably when she went backstage for a change, she was like, you guys need to start handing out water. So then her staff started handing out water, but there just wasn't enough water for everyone. And you could see she was like panting during the show. She's hot, too.
She said, I can't believe I'm writing these words, but it is with a shattered heart that I say we lost a fan earlier tonight before my show. I can't even tell you how devastated I am by this. She said she has very little information other than the fact that she was so incredibly beautiful and far too young. I'm not going to be able to speak about this from stage because I feel overwhelmed by grief when I even try to talk about it. I want to say now I feel this loss deeply and my broken heart goes out to her family and friends. This is the last thing I ever thought would happen when we decided to bring this tour to Brazil. But she posted this before her show started? Because what does she mean? I'm not going to be able to speak about this from stage.
Because she was performing for the next three nights.
Oh, she was talking about the next show.
But they canceled it.
They canceled it, right.
And there's a video of her when she's performing and she's like so sweaty and she's panting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how you're performing in 120 degree heat? Like, that's fucking crazy.
It's so hot there.
Yeah. And this, I mean, this thread, which I don't agree with, is talking about how Taylor is partly culpable for this. And I don't, I mean, for me, I believe that this is
the people who own the stadium.
That's I doubt that Taylor's people are like, cover everything in metal and close the vents because I would like to perform in 120 degree heat.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't even make sense for her and her benefit. So scary.
Damn, that sucks.
Our hearts go out to the woman and her family who died, and also for Taylor, because I know that she's a sensitive, well, I don't know, but I garner that she's a sensitive, and that's got to be so horrible. I can't even imagine.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, on to more awful things. So a bunch of advertisers have pulled their ads from Twitter.
Oh, do they want to come to the pod?
Yeah, because the list is Apple, NBC Universal, Disney, IBM, Lionsgate, Paramount, Warner Brothers. Like, big people have pulled their ads because Elon endorsed anti-Semitic conspiracy theories.
Oh, God, what'd he do?
He replied
to... He's done that shit in the past.
Yeah, he's done it before. He replied to a tweet agreeing that there's a tweet about Jewish people are replacing whites with immigrants from minority groups. And he said, "You have said the actual truth." He said the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, unjustly attacks the majority of the West, despite the majority of the West supporting the Jewish people in Israel. This is because they cannot, by their own tenets, criticize the minority groups who were their primary threat. It is not right and needs to stop. Cool.
He's such an idiot. I need to get off Twitter. Like, this guy's such a loser. I'm addicted to it. I don't know. That's bad.
Yeah, like, he's losing so much money. And then the CEO of Twitter, Linda Yaccarino or whatever, she was trying to do, like, damage control. She's like, X's point of view has always been very clear that discrimination by everyone should stop across the board. I think that's something we can all agree on. Yada, yada, yada. Like, no, it's not.
Yeah. That poor woman, she has her hands full. She's probably like, I should not have taken this job.
God, because they don't want their ads placed next to posts that endorse Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party.
Well, of course. And those are the accounts that get the most traction.
Uh-huh.
So that's like where the ads are going.
So fucked up.
Yeah, it's insane. Well, another thing that I saw on Twitter this morning is, I guess, Trump was giving some speech and he talked about the pee tape. Do you want to click this? Our friend Desi retweeted it, but she has the video on there. And I was like, can you imagine if you were watching a politician from another country talking about this? I'd be like, that's insane. I can't believe that this is our country and our former president talking like this. He's talking about when he told Melania about the pee tape.
With four hookers, you think that was good that night to go up and tell my wife, it's not true, darling, I love you very much. It's not true. Actually, that one she didn't believe because she said he's a germaphobe. He's not into that, you know?
What?
He's not into golden showers, as they say they call them. He's not. I don't like that idea.
That's our former president.
I thought that would be a big problem. I was going to have a rough night, but that one she was very good on. She said, no.
He's the funniest person alive, I'll say that.
I know. That was our former president. Can you imagine if Obama said something like that? Like, it would be, no one
like,
would.
My wife didn't believe the pee tape.
Pissed,
you know,
on some hookers.
Crazy, like, right? Some hookers? Like, I know. But Michelle didn't believe that one.
Yeah, the right would be, that would be on Fox News for the rest of our lives. And we just accept that stuff from Trump because we're like, that's Trump. That's just who he is.
What a fucking, every video I hear, or like if Martin's watching a video, I'm like, oh, is that an impress? Someone doing an impression? No, it's him.
Yeah, it's
like,
literally
he's just
him.
A parody of himself now.
It's Idiocracy. It literally is the movie Idiocracy. I saw this morning also on Twitter, the platform that I need to stop using. In Italy, I guess, that there's a there's like the equivalent of Olive Garden, because, you know, like Italians are like, Olive Garden is not an Italian restaurant. But there's something called Go Wild West, and it's a quote-unquote American restaurant, and it's like Wild West themes. And I mean, it doesn't stand up the test of time. And the there it has burgers called the Apache, the Navajo, the Dakota. They're all named after like indigenous tribes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The signs say like tobacco, like horseshoes. And there's pictures of like buffaloes and
horseshoes.
It looks like Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
But that's, I guess, what other countries think of us. Yeah, it's really embarrassing.
Oh, no.
I know. It's really embarrassing.
No.
So I guess it's International Men's Day today.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I found this horrible thread. It's famous people who did horrible things that most of us ignore. And I didn't know a lot of it. One of them, I had no idea. We don't have to go through all of them, obviously. But one was about Jack Nicholson. And I was like, oh, shit. I guess Jack Nicholson in 1996, allegedly, he brutally beat a sex worker named Catherine Sheehan, causing severe brain damage, slowly leaving her blind. He had settled with her and given her like $30,000 in 1996, which is not a large sum of money. But she's getting progressively worse. And I guess she's sued him again to get more money.
No.
Which I'm like, oh, my God. Like, he settled with her. There's substance to that. Like, I had no idea about this.
Oh, no.
And then I've heard this about Michael Fassbender before, and it got like totally wiped. Like, people never talk about this. Michael Fassbender, his ex-girlfriend, Sunawin Andrews, accused him of being violent on multiple occasions, resulting in breaking her nose and other medical issues.
Oh, no.
So there's a whole list of like...
No bueno.
Yeah, so sorry to end it on a bad note, but...
Well... What TV did you watch this week?
Well, I watched a great new show that just came out. There's two episodes so far. It's called Murder at the End of the World. Have you heard of it?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's on at Murder at the End of the World. It's on
Hulu.
Hulu, but it's an FX show. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Emma Corrin.
Yeah, I love
the Crown.
Yeah, it's great. And so Britt it's Marling. Created by Britt Marling,
oh.
And starring her, and she writes on it.
What was that show she did? The
OA or something.
OA, yes.
Yeah. So, it's an American psychological thriller drama television miniseries that rolls off the tongue. Sorry. So. It stars Emma Corrin as an amateur detective, and she's like a true crime writer who attempts to solve a murder at a secluded retreat. She's like a true, she started as a internet sleuth, and she would go and she wanted to solve like a murder in her hometown.
Right.
And her dad worked at a morgue. So she grew up in the morgue.
Oh.
And she wanted to solve a murder in her small town. And then she ended up writing a true crime novel about the murder. And she's also a hacker. And then she gets invited to this retreat by this really famous guy and his wife, who is also a computer hacker, who she has always idolized. And then there is a murder at this retreat, and she is trying to solve it.
I love a murder mystery.
It's kind of like a non-comedic Knives Out. It's really good.
Whoa.
The acting is really good. It's really interesting. It's kind of like there's a technological aspect to it that's all the acting. It takes kind of like Clive Owen 10 minutes. Clive Owen's in it. It takes like 10 minutes to get into, kind of. Because the way they introduce it is a little unique, but I really liked it. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Britt Marling.
Really, really liked it. Have you been watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yes, but I think I'm a week behind.
If you guys watch, I would love for you to call in and let us know what you think is wrong with Sutton.
Sutton is such a... She's a unique individual. She's a little quirky.
Neurodivergent in some way. I'm wondering in what way she is, I think. And that's my opinion. Or severe anxiety. I don't know.
I do think she has severe anxiety. She's very uncomfortable. I think she
always
has like social anxiety and like,
yeah.
Remember when she went on that date?
Yeah.
And showed the first date with that guy. And it was just, it was so uncomfortable.
Yeah. And she, for those of you, they go to Magic Mike. The girls go to Magic Mike in Las Vegas and she leaves early because she's upset that she wasn't picked to go on stage. Like, has really? A hissy fit. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. It's just like next level. I don't know. If you watch the show, let us know.
I'm all caught up on Golden Bachelor.
There
was hometowns this week.
I thought he was gonna choose at first. I don't know either of their
names.
It was
the three left.
There's two left now.
Well, now there's two left. Now the dancer, Leslie, is that her name? And then
I think it is Leslie. Yeah, I thought he was going to choose Leslie for sure. And then he had that date with Teresa. And I was like, oh, God, I don't know.
I feel like he has more in common and he would have a better life with Leslie. Teresa feels like much older than him.
I know, and she's not, but I think
it's just weird.
I think he and Leslie would have a blast in their final years.
Yeah,
I think they would
I think he likes both of them. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Leslie, though. Who are you rooting for?
I mean, I think Leslie.
Yeah, I think she's fun, and I don't know.
But
but
also, she's the one who doesn't want to move, or she wants to be close to her kids.
Yeah, but they said they'd figure it out.
Yeah.
So, I like them together. I think they're cute. Movies. I watched the Do Not Destroy.
Right. I want to watch that.
It's on Peacock. It was so funny. I don't want to give anything away, but it's so weird and so inventive and just bizarre and I like laughed out loud a lot. And it's been a long time since I've just laughed out loud at something.
It's been a long time since I've laughed. Yeah, I like those guys. They're on SNL. They do all the little the videos.
The skits, the videos. They're like the new Lonely Island, like Kyle Mooney. And I think they're hot. I like the redhead. I think the redhead's hot.
The redhead. Yeah.
I like a redhead. I can't deny it. But I thought it was really funny.
I wish they weren't Nepo babies, though.
But they're deserved Nepo babies. Like,
sure. They're very talented and funny.
Yeah, they're funny and they're talented. And I think they're good at what they do.
Martin's like, you know, the police don't destroy kids. You know, they're all Nepo babies. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, their dads are all like writers on SNL or something. Yeah. But
whatever. They're funny and talented.
Nepo babies, I think that's such a stupid thing because it's like, if you're not talented, you're not going to make it. Like, it doesn't matter who your parent is, except for that one guy. Whose dad, killed in that helicopter crash.
Oh, Max Landis.
Yeah, Max Landis. I feel like Max Landis is the only bad Nepo baby that I can really think of.
He's a bad one.
Yeah, every other Nepo. And also, it's so stupid because I think it's just like a jealousy thing because nobody's like, your dad's a dentist and you're a dentist. Like, fuck you. You know? Or
it's interesting how it's mostly the entertainment business.
Yeah.
Because there's Nepo babies in all sorts of other.
In every industry.
In every industry, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you go to Boston and it's like five generations of a family are firefighters. And no one's like, fuck you. You know? No one's like, your dad's a firefighter and you're a firefighter. I bet you don't deserve it. Like, you know, it's such like deeply rooted in jealousy of like thinking it's just a capitalism thing. You know, it all just comes down to money. And I don't know. It's just like, I think it's
anytime I watch something with Martin and there's like an actress who I haven't seen or somebody who's like not that good, I'm like, Who's her parent? Yeah. Every time I'm like,
yeah,
David Duchovny's daughter, or like someone famous's daughter. I'm right. Like, how did she book this?
Yeah,
she's not like that good.
That part is like frustrating, and yeah. I think that it's definitely there is the aspect of like, yeah, you do get access for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you get your. It's easier to get your leg in the door. 100%. It's easier mm-hmm. to get the meeting, but in terms of like career longevity, or you know, I don't think that's going to happen, regardless of who
especially
your parent
with
is.
Writing and stuff. Like you can't. I mean, yeah, you get like you know. An extra foot in the door, but like you have to be talented. You just
yeah.
have to be.
Like I know a very famous director who's done a million movies.
Steven Spielberg.
No, although I do know his daughter, but
Sasha.
Yeah. I won't say the name, but so she's a female director who's done like a ton of movies, and her daughter like wrote and directed a movie and then like has not worked again because the movie wasn't good. And
Sofia Coppola.
But like she hasn't worked again ever since because the movie was bad, you know? So like you get that first chance, but you're not gonna. All right. So anyways, yes, they are Nepo babies, but I will say watch the movie, judge for yourself.
I want to watch it. I'm excited.
It was really funny. Yeah. Circle back after you watch it. What you watched a lot of movies. What did you watch?
Well, I saw some good movies. I saw May December.
What's that?
Which is
you always
the new...
watch these good movies.
Well, I got, you know,
man's movies.
Mm-hmm. So May December is a new Todd Haynes movie. It's starring Julianne Moore and Natalie Portman. And it's
can I stop you for a second?
Yes.
You know what Todd Haynes reminds me of?
No, what?
It's me, Todd Cranes. Or what was that thing that Scott Disick did on The Kardashians when he was doing those crank calls?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. He pretended to be an artist or whatever.
No, it's like a family friend or something. And he kept doing those. That gets stuck in my head all the time.
Todd Cranes.
Yeah. It's me, Todd Cranes.
Family
Hi,
friend,
Chris.
Todd Cranes. Yes.
Will you just play a quick YouTube of it?
Auntie Chris, it's me. It's Todd Cranes. Where are you?
Now?
Todd Cranes. Auntie Chris, it's me. Todd who?
Call again.
Auntie Chris, why do you always hang up on me?
This is Todd Cranes.
Who would you think it is? It's me, Todd Cranes.
Stop calling this number.
It's so stupid, but I don't know why it used to make me laugh so hard, and then it gets stuck in my head. I don't even watch The Kardashians, but
it's
I did back
me,
then, I think.
Todd Cranes.
And, you know, he was on Raya. Like, I mean, this must have been
Todd
like, six, yeah, this was like 6 years ago. And I remember I matched with him and all I wanted to say was, it's me, Todd Cranes. But I never
Scott
messaged
Disick
him.
On Raya. Oh,
no, Todd
Lord.
Cranes was.
Or Todd Cranes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this movie, it's loosely based on the Mary Kay Letourneau story.
Oh, fun.
You know the teacher who raped her student and
yeah.
got pregnant and then ended up marrying him, and they were married for over a decade.
Yeah.
And I guess it's Natalie Portman's best performance in a long time.
Oh my God, really?
She is. So everyone's good. And then this guy, George Melton, who plays the boyfriend slash husband.
Huh.
Well, I haven't really seen him in anything. He's really,
yeah.
I think he was in Riverdale, but he's really good. Is very.
You know,
good.
I did a college essay on Mary Kay Letourneau.
Did you real what?
So for one of my classes, I had to do. I got my teaching credential. For one of my classes, I had to do some essay on something related to education, and I chose to do an essay on Mary Kay Letourneau.
What? What was your essay about? You
I
know,
can't remember.
She's
not
misunderstood.
Too bad. Yeah, they ended up getting married, so.
Wow.
I have to find it. That would be really funny to read on Patreon.
Wow.
I don't even know where I would have it, but yeah, that's what I wrote my essay on.
Oh my God.
I got an A. I remember I got like, and I went to USC. It's not like easy to get good grades there, but I remember I got like a really high score.
I would love to read that.
I know, I gotta find it.
Saved on an old computer somewhere.
Yeah, like a floppy disk somewhere or something.
A floppy disk.
God, yeah. What? It was like 2004.
Oh, 2000, God.
No, I mean, yeah, like 2005, 2006. Like, what did you even have back then?
You thumb drives, maybe?
Yeah, thumb drive or something.
Then I watched what I think is maybe my favorite movie of the year. It's called...
Oh, what was it?
Perfect Days. And it is a... It's by director Wim Wenders. Ooh. He's an old German director. He did Paris, Texas. It's basically this. It's about this guy who cleans toilets in Tokyo. And it's just kind of about him going about his day and... He has a very simple life and he's just very happy and he's very content with like having this simple life. And it's just so good. It's really, really good. I could have watched 10 hours of this. It's just really well
made.
Is it
in English or is it?
No, it's in Japanese, about a day in the life of this man, and it's just so good.
Awesome. I'll definitely watch it. I love it. Is it available anywhere yet, or is it...
I don't know that it is streaming yet. December, maybe? But man, whew, it is good. It is good.
Walk, don't run.
Walk. Walk, don't run.
Don't run.
Don't walk.
All right, guys.
That's it.
That's it for this week. Hero of the week is your mama.
Damn.
Yeah, I said it. Have a great Turkey Day.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving.
Everyone hates when you say Turkey Day. I like it. I am
have a great Turkey Day.
Have a great Turkey Day. Even though I don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving, I don't like turkey.
I don't like turkey either.
Yeah, texturally, I don't like it. I go for all the sides.
It's always dry and thick. I don't like it.
No, but I love Thanksgiving food is my favorite food. Like
stuffing,
cornbread, stuffing,
gravy,
mashed potatoes. Oh, don't even get
biscuits,
me started. Oh,
green
biscuits.
Bean casserole.
Oh, I will call in and let us know what you eat for Thanksgiving.
Ooh, what did you make?
Yeah, or if you have like a interesting, I know a lot of people have
pumpkin
tamales.
Pie.
Yeah.
Tamales.
Yeah. A lot of families have tamales. Let us know. Let us know what you do for Thanksgiving. Anyways, I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks.
Bye.
Bye. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. All the news you can handle. Bimbo News. So tune in to this channel. Bimbo News. Everything you want to know. Bimbo News. About recent news and TV shows. Bimbo News. Powered by Acast.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.